87.023% of the entire population.
When it comes to protecting your future, no one can replace a human. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we sit down with you for a super check and together create a plan that's right for you. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today or visit alversusagent.com.
And we're back here on In Focus. More hand gestures through the glass.
I was just about to call you guys out on your like whoopee whoopee you just did across the glass.
That's kind of our thing now.
We have to have a thing.
Well, and you nailed it. It was great.
Oh. We can't stop now, Dave.
We're going to have to start doing, you know, Facebook Live on our morning show.
We might. Totally should.
I mean, a lot of radio shows do that. Anyhow, Marketing and Development Officer at the Sunset Zoo, Rachel Harrod, is in studio with me still. We're talking about various things going on at the zoo. The previous segment was more about Spooktacular. But there's a lot of other stuff happening.
So much.
Including the city commission just recently passed a master plan. And it's sort of laid out in phases on sort of a long-term development plan. But I have to admit that I'm not the most familiar with the plan. Can you talk a little bit about it?
I would love to. So the master plan we've been working on for about a year. So we, as a zoo staff, have been consulting with Zoo Advisors, which is a professional zoo consulting agency, and then also GMLV Architects out of Wichita, who design animal exhibits and habitats. And so what we've done is basically working with those two organizations and mapping out the next 20, 30-ish years of Sunset Zoo. And so all of that includes things like animals, habitats, activities, things like that inside of the zoo. So it encompasses basically the entire future of the zoo, including also staff and conservation plans. So that's one of the really unique things of what we've gotten to do with this is we've actually come up with a conservation master plan. So what that's going to do is basically tunnel all of the conservation work that we do as a staff and as Sunset Zoo into some main categories so we're most effective. And then we're going to take that plan and then use it in everything that we do inside of the zoo. So it's going to be really cool. Like you said, the master plan will be taking place in phases. So right now we actually basically just finished fundraising for the cornerstone of all of this, and that is Expedition Asia. So Expedition Asia is going to be a completely renovation of our Asian Trail, which is the older part, lower part of the zoo for those folks listening that have been to the zoo. And it's going to include our Amur leopards, our tigers. We're going to bring sloth bears back to the zoo. And what it's really going to do is modernize that part of the zoo. It's going to be these great, big, beautiful habitats with wonderful facilities and just the top of the line for our animals. And we're so excited to do that because we truly do love our animals and we want to give them the best home possible. And the master plan basically is kind of what we are doing with Expedition Asia. And we're going to do it through the entire zoo and just basically more or less refresh everything. And it includes new animals like giraffes and lions and zebras. And then also some river otters, which if anyone follows any social media of any zoos, otters are our collective favorite animal because they're so cute. So right now we have Asian small clawed otters. And then with the master plan, we'd eventually add river otters to that plan. So it's just stuff like that. And then it also will incorporate a great, big, beautiful children's zoo with nature play spaces, a walkthrough barn, stuff like that. And then it'll also include things like giraffe feeding and potentially maybe even a restaurant and a carousel. So just becoming the zoo we want to be. And then this plan is really cool because it is so long-term. And then as a staff, we've really taken it a pledge to address this. You know, every 5-10 years, we're looking at it saying, okay, is this still correct for us? Is this the right move for our community? Is this the right move for our zoo guests, our animals, our staff, the economic climate? And we're paying attention to the things we're going, and this document will be super fluid as we go through everything.
And we were talking a little bit in the break about, you know, a lot of organizations have a master plan, for example. What sort of the logic or what sort of led to the creation of this master plan?
Yeah, so the last master plan that the zoo had done was in the early 80s. So first off, zoological practices have changed drastically in just the last 5 years, so even more so since the 80s. So that was one of the reasons that we really were driven towards this. And then through engaging with community members with Expedition Asia, we found out that they really do want our zoo to be bigger and better. And then also kind of another thing that This is happening across zoos across the nation. So the Topeka Zoo just went through one, the Rolling Hills Zoo. So this is stuff that's happening all over, and we just wanted to also make sure we were staying current and relevant.
And as you said, you sort of fundraised for the first cornerstone of it. Do you know, and that would be the groundbreaking for the Expedition Asia.
Yes.
When is that starting?
So Expedition Asia, we're having our ceremonial groundbreaking November 3rd, so next Saturday. We're inviting out all of our FOS members, trust members, some donors, things like that. And then that'll be early in the morning, and later that afternoon we'll have information out for any zoo guests that want to see and learn about what we're going to be doing. We actually were at the commission meeting Tuesday. We got kind of our construction process approved, so we're hoping to get started as fast as we can to start that process and get that built, because we're all very excited and ready to roll.
And as we said, it's going to roll out in phases, so there are some high costs involved, but they won't all be at once.
Right. And no, they're not. They're going to be very spread out. And I think through the plan, we also developed a business plan. And that business plan is going to increase our revenue as a zoo so that we can take on more of the costs of building those exhibits. So there's a really cool formula of how it's all split. And really, like I said, every phase will come with some kind of revenue generating item so that we're continuing to bring more into the zoo so that we can pour more than back into the zoo and habitats and things like that.
And we're going to, during the discussion at the city commission meeting, they talked a little bit about your market penetration. And that is a little bit lower than what you'd kind of hope. What are some efforts you're looking to make to maybe increase that?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So one of them we're really hoping is Expedition Asia, that draws people in because it's going to be new. One of the things I think we do really well at the zoo is our education programming. We have a great education staff that pours themselves into these programs. And through that, we think we've been able to inspire a new generation of conservationists that hopefully will want to bring their families and share what's going on at the zoo and things like that. And then other stuff we're doing is just a lot of outreach. We spend a lot of time going to groups, schools, classrooms, just talking to them about what we do at the zoo, why they should come visit, things like that.
And we talked a little bit about Spooktacular earlier, but there's a lot of other events coming up, too. We have just a couple minutes left, but what are some events you're looking forward to?
So we have Spooktacular this weekend. Also, the first weekend of December, we're going to be hosting our first ever holiday luminary walk. So that's going to be in the zoo, and that will be December 1st and 2nd that weekend. Or it might be 2nd and 3rd. What's that first Saturday and Sunday?
I want to say 3rd is Saturday. Thursday is the 1st, and so that would make the 2nd Friday, and 3rd is Saturday.
Of December?
November.
No, December. So December
1st
and
2nd.
Yeah, December 1st and 2nd, we'll be hosting our holiday luminary walk. So that'll be in the zoo. It'll be just a really great way to kick off the holiday season. You can check out all the information about that. The best place for that is our Facebook page, which is just Sunset Zoo. And then we also, as we move into spring, we kind of take a little bit of a break in the winter because it's cold. And we will kick off the spring with our annual Party for the Planet, which is our holiday. Party for Planet is our Earth Day celebration. So that'll be at the zoo in April. And then, of course, we host Wine at the Wild and Brew at the Zoo in the summer. So those are kind of our big ticket special events. And then also in November, we're going to be hosting Science Communication Week in partnership with Kansas State. K-State and us, we partner together to make this science communication initiative, which is basically bringing the science and research happening in our community to the forefront and sharing the research and work our local scientists are doing in a really fun way. So we host Science on Tap. That will be November 5th. That Thursday. I really should look at a calendar.
That would be the
8th.
That'd be the 8th.
Oh, man. It'll be actually November 7th. I should look at a calendar more. It'll be November 7th. And then Science Saturday will actually be November 10th. And that's going to be at Willie's Fun Zone before kickoff, because that's the Sunflower Showdown. So we will be in there with our scientists. So come see us. And Science on Tap plays at the Tap House on Wednesday, November 7th at 7 p.m.
All right. And then you also have a Veterans Day, Military Appreciation Day in November, too.
Thank you so much for pointing. I totally forgot. So Sunday, November 11th, we are hosting a free day. So the Sunset Zoo will be free to anyone who wants to come on down. We do this in honor of our veterans and soldiers and, of course, our Fort Riley community. And we just want to be accessible to everybody that day to celebrate kind of all of the joys and everything we have as Americans, as a family at the zoo.
And to backtrack to all the way back to last segment, a reminder, Spooktacular is coming up Saturday and Sunday, October 27th and 28th. from noon to 4:30. If you're interested, you can check out the Sunset Zoo Facebook page or their website, sunsetzoo.com.
Yes, those are perfect. You look at a calendar, you know the dates.
Rachel, thanks for coming
Thanks so much.
Of course. And that's it for us today. If you missed any of the show, check it out on newsradiokman.com. Head on down to On Demand and look for In Focus. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow.
I think I'll just post a calendar right here in the window.
Yes.
Would that come in handy?
It might help.
Yeah.
It might help.
Yeah. Spooktacular, lots of fun. Man, that started, back early 90s when I was first here.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been going on that long?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think we got it started like around 91, 92.
So, long-running staple.
Oh, lots of fun.
That's a lot of candy.
Kids, well, I don't go every year. I just buy my own candy now. No fun in that, though.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the Hour.